before I get into all this, let me just start by saying that I have nothing against Sarah Fuller. This is not her fault. What we're talking about today, I'm not blaming her. She was given an opportunity by Vanderbilt, and she took advantage of that opportunity. Good for her. Good for her to have the courage to do it. Most people will let opportunities just pass them by. She didn't. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory here in case you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Sarah Fuller was on the women's soccer team at Vanderbilt. She was the goalie or the goalkeeper, whatever they call it. After winning the SEC tournament, she was contacted by Derek Mason, the Vanderbilt Commodores head football coach. Because of the ridiculous COVID protocols, Vanderbilt didn't have a kicker on the roster for their road game against Missouri on Saturday. The ridiculous contact tracing rules sidelined every kicker that Vanderbilt had. So Mason turned to the women's soccer team at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt doesn't have a men's soccer team, just in case you were wondering why he didn't go to the men's team. Long story short, Derek Mason contacts Sarah Fuller and gives her this unique opportunity to kick in a Power 5 conference football game. And she took advantage of it. Like I said, not her fault. Some have speculated that Derek Mason actually did this to try and save his job at Vanderbilt. Maybe he did. I don't know. He had a career record of 27-55, an SEC record of 10-46. I don't know the mind of Derek Mason. Maybe he did think that pandering to the woke community by starting a woman in a men's football game would save his job. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. Whatever his reason was, it doesn't matter because Vanderbilt fired him on Sunday anyway. What are we doing as a country? What are we doing as a society? Sarah Fuller is being trumpeted as some sort of hero. You watch, I bet you that ESPN will give her the Courage Awards at the ESPYs next year. Maybe they give it to Derek Mason too for having the courage to break traditional gender roles in SEC college football. Speaking of gender roles, that is one of the issues that I have with this entire woke movement. And it speaks to the issue that I have with a woman stepping on a Power 5 conference football field or a football field anywhere with grown men. Everything about the woke movement is about equality. Men play football. Women should be able to play football. I have said this many, many times on this channel. I'm going to say it again. There is no such thing as equality. Equality is a myth. We are not all equal. LeBron James makes millions of dollars every year to play basketball and from endorsement deals from the platform that he has built through the NBA. You know why I don't make millions of dollars in the NBA or you don't make millions of dollars in the NBA? Because we're not superior basketball players. People don't pay thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to watch us in the NBA finals. LeBron James and you and me, we are not equal. At least when it comes to NBA basketball. LeBron has a skill set. He has talent. We don't. Now, does that make LeBron wrong? Is it wrong that he's a millionaire and we're not? Of course it's not wrong. Good for LeBron James. According to the woke movement, though, LeBron and guys like you and me are equal. Derek Mason and Vanderbilt University should have been shamed by the media for putting a woman on a football field with grown men, or should I say growing young men. One of the most dangerous plays in football is the kickoff. Let me ask you something. What would have happened if on that kickoff, she got leveled by some Missouri player blocking down the field during that kick return? What would have happened if she got a concussion or, God forbid, some other injury that was worse? The media would have turned on this decision by Vanderbilt and Derek Mason, and they would have vilified her. Now, that didn't happen, of course. I mean, she barely touched the field. She had one squib kick that went about 30 yards. The media is calling it a successful squib kick. She didn't kick any field goals, no extra points. Now, that was only because the Vanderbilt offense is so crappy that they didn't give her the opportunity to do so. So Sarah Fuller had one kick in that game on Saturday. I believe it was to start the second half. And the SEC goes out and names her the Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. Are you kidding me? One kick and you're the Player of the Week? If that isn't the definition of virtue signaling, I don't know what is. This is pandering. This is pandering by the SEC and by the media to a political movement. This is no different than what the NBA did over the summer with the Black Lives Matter movement. This is Vanderbilt and the SEC pandering to the feminism movement in this country. My question is, where do you go next? What's next? You know, because these movements are all about breaking barriers. They're all about the first woman in football or the first woman on the moon or whatever the case may be. So what's next? What barrier will be broken next? How about we get rid of the WNBA and allow women to start playing in the NBA with all the men? Better yet, since they're, you know, playing in the SEC, put women on the football field in the NFL. Let me know how that works out. Or why don't we go ahead and put a woman in the octagon with somebody like Conor McGregor or in a boxing ring with Mike Tyson? Might as well break all these barriers down while we're at it because, you know, women can do anything that man can do. Isn't that right? That's what they're saying. You know what else is crazy about all of this? Wokers hate football. The woke culture hates football. The far left woke community in this country has been trying to get rid of football. They've been trying to get it banned for years. It's always the same excuse. Football's too dangerous. Concussions are dangerous. It's barbaric. Now, all of a sudden, football is accepted by the wokers. Who would have thought that all we needed to do to get football accepted in this country is to have a female come out on the field and do a squib kick and then immediately run off the field? This is just so stupid to me. It really is. ESPN did a full article on Sarah Fuller. It was entitled, "The Winding Road to Two-Sport Immortality." Two-sport immortality. When I think of dual sport athletes, I think of guys like Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, guys who actually accomplished something. Now look, I'm not trying to denigrate Sarah Fuller or any of her accomplishments. That's not what I'm trying to do. But taking the field for one play in Vanderbilt college football does not make you a symbol for dual sport athletes. In the article, ESPN praised her for knowing when to smile at the camera, laughing at the right moments, giving credit to her teammates. We talked the other day about reasons why ESPN is struggling right now. This is a case in point. I rest my case. This is a prime example of the wokeness I was talking about. ESPN is also promoting her second game this week against Georgia. I cannot wait to see the television ratings for that game. College football ratings have been declining all season, and I imagine a game between Vanderbilt and Georgia wasn't going to be a big ratings draw anyway. But I'm curious to see whether people are going to tune in to watch Sarah Fuller. I don't understand what barriers she broke. And once again, I am not trying to denigrate her. This is not her fault. I blame the media for hyping this up. I blame Vanderbilt for doing this. But what barrier did she break? She was given an opportunity and she took it. There's already been a couple of other females that have kicked in college football. I don't understand why now all of a sudden this is a huge deal. This isn't like Martin Luther King breaking barriers or Malcolm X. This is a college kid who was asked if she wanted to play football, possibly by a coach looking to save his job. And she accepted it. That's it. That's all it is. This will have absolutely no impact on society as a whole. I imagine this will be forgotten by the time the NFL playoffs start in January. I just don't understand all the fuss about this. All right, that's all for today. Hit that like and subscribe button. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Leave me a comment in the section below. I want to know what you guys think about this. Tell me your thoughts on Sarah Fuller playing in the SEC, football in the SEC. Also, let me know your thoughts on how the media and how ESPN are turning her into a hero because of this. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. If you have any questions or a topic you would like me to discuss, you can email me at btlkc84@gmail.com. I'll see you guys next time.